goals, it's important to be aware of the options you may have and how they could help your financial well-being. Having the support and knowledge of a financial consultant may improve your chances of having a more secure future for you and your loved ones. I'll guide you through the process and help taking the right steps to best align you with reaching your financial goals. You may even discover new opportunities, better understand the ones you have, and how you can improve them to fit your specific needs.
Contact Pete Salins at North Star Financial Services, located at North Star Bank. Securities offered through Investments Professionals Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember paying that expensive heating bill last winter? Don't get sacked in the backfield. Hand off that high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can save you up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. Use that free renewable energy in your own backyard with a water furnace geothermal heat pump. See how much you can save by visiting waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hi, I'm Lynn Regantine, an Ameriprise Financial Advisor with the Regantine Lakowski Long Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, and I can help you put a confident retirement more within reach. With 42 years of combined experience, my team and I can help you retire on your terms, when you want, where you want, doing what you want. Call us today at 810-376-4710. Our offices are located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville and 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLAW Sports Network, with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your call tonight as the Vassar Vulcans are on the road in week number 7 of the regular season, taking on the USA Patriots. Both teams enter tonight at 3-0 in divisional play and 5-1 overall. Vassar High School is the most southern team in the GTC West, found just below M46 on M15. As the crow flies, dodging wind turbines as best as possible, 22.9 miles separate Vassar and USA High Schools. By roads, it's 26.7 miles between the two schools, which in fact is 1 mile less if you were to travel from USA to Bad Axe. The most direct route would be straight up Vassar Road until you hit M25 and work your way northeast from there. As far as school sizes go, USA has 262 students registered with the MHSA. Vassar checks in with 377. That's 115 more students than the Patriots. And Vassar is the largest school in the Greater Thumb Conference. Bad Axe comes in second at 367, 10 less. Friday, October 9th, 2015, marks the eighth time that Vassar and USA have squared off in the history of the schools. They hadn't played each other before 2008, when Vassar left the Tri-Valley East Conference and joined the GTC West. In the so far seven matchups, USA has been blanked. Vassar has won all seven games, and in those seven games played, the average score has been Vassar 32, USA 19. In regards to the season's offensive and defensive averages, USA has been scoring 36.6 points a game, the same offensive average, in fact, of the 2005 USA State Final squad. However, Vassar enters tonight's game scoring on average 42.8 points, so it's plus 6.2 for the Vulcans. Defensively, things are quite close. Vassar has been allowing 15 a game, the Patriots 17.8, so plus 2.8 for the mythological god. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, but they are not confident in it. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department say they, after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Vassar, 5.5. The city of Vassar was founded in 1849 by Townsend North and James Edmonds in their quest to find a viable dam in the region for lumbering. For the next 30-plus years after that, the town's growth was based around logging. The best variety of white pine, which grows to a height of 150 feet with diameters in excess of 3 feet. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. Last week, you got a football trivia question. We've exceeded our quota for the season. Now we're back to my style.
Sounds good.
What is considered the best variety of white pine that was found in abundance along the Cass River in the Vassar region? And I'll even make it multiple choice for you.
Multiple choice.
Yep. Is it the jack pine, the aspen pine, or the cork pine, or the porcupine?
Well, all right. So appreciate the help. So I'm gonna go with aspen pine.
Aspen pine. No, I'm sorry. It's the cork pine.
Cork pine.
Cork pine is light, strong, and easy to work with. It also floats the best down a river, and almost as if it were made of cork, giving cork pine its name.
Interesting.
All right. Bonus question. Same genre. In the 1880s, the Saginaw River Basin was considered one of the best lumbering regions in the entire United States. How many feet of board would be milled in the Saginaw Basin River in its time?
In its time?
And I'll give you a hint.
Here we go.
In the billions.
It's in the billions.
Yes.
12 billion.
23 billion.
23 billion. Wow.
23 billion feet of wood board were milled in the Saginaw Basin River in the 1880s until it went out of style in the early 1910s when it all wrapped up.
Are you saying my streak is over?
Well, you got one more shot.
All right.
What is the Vassar's City nickname?
Vassar's City.
Now, think
City's
it's all in the same theme here tonight. What is the city's
nickname?
Well,
it wouldn't be Cork Pine City, would it?
Very good. You're catching on.
I'm catching on to your
Cork Pine
here.
City, USA is according to the internet. We know everything on the internet is true.
Yeah.
And Vassar's nickname, Cork Pine City. Dave Hansen, where are your three keys to tonight's game?
Well, let's start with USA. Number one, I think stopping this Vassar offense is borderline impossible. So we're going to go with something a little different. They need to force turnovers. If they can take the ball away and have more possessions for Sines, Foley, and that offense, they have a chance to win this ball game. For Vassar, they need to stay tough in the trenches. They need to win the line of scrimmage battle, especially on defense. And the last one, this game could come down to who scores last if this game goes the way USA wants it to.
Well, current conditions in Sebring, Michigan are 56 degrees with partly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are the north-northwest at 7 miles per hour and gusting up to 12 miles. Visibility is at 9 miles. Barometric pressure is rising. Watch out, folks, at 30.11 inches, and the dew point is at 45. It feels like it's 54 degrees out. The humidity is at 63%. Sunset is in about 4 minutes at 6:59, and we're currently in a waning crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football.
Certainly is.
And as always, we've lost 21 minutes of daylight since last Friday.
That's unbelievable.
We're now down to 11 hours, 21 minutes. When the season started, we were above 13 hours just 6 weeks ago. Well, your officials tonight, your referee is Paul Geiger, umpire is Fred Galster, the one and only. Linesman is Paul Binder, line judge, it's getting in the family business here, Ben Tank, and your back judge is Rick Tank. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight. We're about 2 minutes off from kicking off here in USA and a beautiful night for football. And, Dave, you know, what's interesting is from our friends at snooze2u.com, who is the most accurate projection of the playoffs, Division 7 is working out to be quite the local district, as we have four projected teams to be making the playoffs in Division 7. We have Sandusky and Cass City and USA against Ubley. So that could be a great district.
That could be a really good district with some good matchups as well. You know, underachieving Cass City team and overachieving Sandusky team. USA surprising everybody, and Ubley do what they do best. They make the playoffs, it seems like, every year.
Now, these four teams are projected to be in Division 7. USA is on the brink, much like Harbor Beach was a few years ago, flip-flopping between Division 7 and Division 8. When Lakers were projected to be in the playoffs still, USA was in Division 8. With Lakers more likely not making the playoffs this year, USA gets bumped up to Division 7. Of course, we won't know until that night when they announce the brackets.
Of course, and I guess we'll take your opinion. Do you think it's better for USA either way?
You know, the way it looks is Division 8, Muskegon Catholic Central is still loaded. You have a lot of great teams in Division 8, as well as New Lothrop now is bumped down to Division 8.